Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Onwards now, Peter, to Monday of Holy Week, and the film selected is Departures.
Yes, it's a Japanese film. It's a beautiful film, and in fact it won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film of 2008. And why would I be choosing a Japanese film, you might wonder, for this particular day and for this particular gospel? It's a popular gospel. It's Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, coming into the banquet where Martha is waiting on everybody and Lazarus is there, and Jews have come out to see Lazarus risen from the dead. And Mary then pours the expensive ointment over Jesus' feet, which leads, of course, into the Gospels in the coming days of Judas and his betrayal. But I thought of Departures because Departures is not people leaving for some other destination in this world. It's actually a film about people who prepare bodies for burial. And during the film, it's absolutely fascinating. The Japanese, who have such an eye on ritual and such meticulous beauty in what they do, one can watch them preparing these bodies with so much reverence for burial. And it's a nice correlative, one might say, to this particular gospel, which we're familiar with. And so Jesus says, "She is anointing me for my burial, and this story will be told, and please do not criticize her." And so when we look at Departures, we realize that there is, as we come to death and the experience of death and how we treat people who have died, there can be a reverence, which is a reverence for the person who has died, but also a comfort for those who survive.
別れの場に立ち会い、故人を送る。それは何より優しい愛情に満ちている。
If anybody does have the chance to see Departures, it's a long film. It's not one that deals with material and characters that we might be familiar with, but there's a great beauty, a contemplative beauty, which may be most useful to start Holy Week with.